fish and chips is always on our menu from when I started here. We've found the last year or so that fish and chips has decreased. My name's Bernadette McFadden. I'm a chef in Badgers, coming 30 years now in November. This, for instance, last week, we had a lot of tourists and we sold a lot of fish and chips. But when the tourist season ends, we wouldn't order as much because it's not as popular. There's too much variety anyway on the menu. And we think that's why maybe it's dwindling. There's more international dishes coming in and young people aren't big fish lovers.
So who else would order it other than tourists, do you find now?
Older people, mainly older people.
They stick to the...
They love their fish and chips.
Why is that, do you think?
I think it's something they might have been brought up with. It was, you know, years ago with the fish shops and...
And do you find people ordering other things instead, especially young people, instead of fish and chips?
Young people order a lot of salads, thinking they're healthier. They're trying to be healthy. And it's getting deep fried, and then you have chips and they're deep fried, and they just think it's a really unhealthy dish.
Is it unhealthy?
Of course.
That's why we all love it.
That's why we know we all love the bad things.
Apparently fish and chips are not as popular as they used to be, but I'm here in Florentini's where they seem to be bucking that trend.
I'm Michael Fiorentini, partner and proprietor of Fiorentini's on Strand Road in Derry. I would find that last year was one of our best years for selling fish and chips, from younger generation and older alike.
And why was that last year?
Well, last year was an awful summer, so you'd find the weather would affect sales. Generally, good weather you would find more ice cream sales, but last year was such a bad summer that we sold an awful lot of fish and chips and less ice cream.
And is there any decline more recently at all? Do you notice any decline?
No, it's stayed very consistent throughout the years, and certainly this year has been another decent year for fish and chips.
Is that among all customers?
Among all customers. Out of regulars here, sometimes, you know, as young as 8-9 years of age, coming in for a fish supper on a Friday evening. So there's that traditional thing of a Friday for selling fish and chips still.
So that tradition of your traditional Friday fish and chips has stayed in Derry and this and here anyway?
Thank God it has. It's stayed very much so here anyway in this premises, so I'm very pleased with that.
Just a tradition that when we were growing up, when my mum and dad was living, there was always fish and chips on a Friday night.
And you've kept that going?
I've kept that going, yeah. I love fish and chips. Now, I think they're very tasty, very filling. They're mixed with vinegar and red sauce.
And mushy peas?
And mushy peas.
Do you eat fish and chips still?
Not very rarely at all. No.
Why is that?
It's classed as unhealthy, and it's just older generation really would eat it as in a treat for once a week, but not anymore. As it's not really... there's better choice out there, like, and it's fatty, and it's just as well now with childhood obesity and all that there,